Coast 93.1. Wow. In Phoenix right now, it's already 92 degrees.
Oh, yeah. I was watching that on the news last
night. It's going to be 113 today.
They did a thing where they went to like a baseball field and they put the temperature on the bleacher, 160 degrees.
They're literally like the radio, the stupid, you know, hey, let's scramble eggs in the car today. They're like frying eggs on the road and stuff. And well, we were baking cookies on the dashboards this morning.
Ooh, that sounds good, huh?
You know, like doing all that
stuff.
Because the cars get so hot. It gets so hot inside the cars. And I was thinking about it. You know, they've had like that heat wave there and up through other parts of the West. And it's almost like what you experience every 37 minutes.
Me? Yeah. Dry heat.
It's like
that turns into a wet heat.
It's like the new ride at Universal Studios, Menopause, the Experience.
I tell you, I got the big girl fan, but it's almost too big for me. The big girl fan.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Well, I mean, it was blowing on me. I had to get a sweater.
How about you turn the fan off?
I did. I did.
No, it is. It's like that's what. Okay, so let me ask this. Let me put this, because I know we got a handful of women who have either been through menopause or are dealing with it right now. In Menopause, the Experience ride, what would be some of the features? Aside from the hot 7-9 Coast. If you want to truly experience menopause.
Okay.
In the ride.
Menopause. You're going to go through the homicidal hall, where you go through this hall and you want to kill people, but it's illegal, and you still kind of love them, so you don't want to kill them, but you want to kill them. So you pretend kill them in the hallway of this ride.
Okay, so there will be the psychopath experience, which is part of the menopause experience.
Yeah.
7-9 Coast, what else would be in
how about Boob Sweat Beach? Boob sweat something.
Boob sweat. You'd have to have the boob sweat. So there'd be like one of those little sprayer things. So it's like it's like you get on the conveyor belt.
Certain
Hello,
areas.
Hello, welcome to Menopause, the Experience. And just. Hot child in the
city. Yep. Hot child
in the city. Oh, here we go. We're turning up the heat. Heat is on. It's Menopause, the Experience. Heat is on. Little boob sweat.
Chillin' and grillin'. As cold
as ice. Oh, quick, grab your sweater.
You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Get a frigid blast of air. Okay, what else? Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Alicia.
Alicia, what else would be in the menopause, the experience?
Well, for the child, you get frozen.
You get frozen?
Yes.
What?
My mom would be out on the porch, like, and letting all the cold air from the winter.
Oh, right. Well, that's what that's what happens to me.
Oh, so, poor guy.
So it'd be all of a sudden.
Freezing.
Right. So all of a sudden you turn to your neighbor and they've been completely encased in ice.
They're like, you know, that mom went through it. She's an icicle.
Right. Exactly. Where, and then all of a sudden your radio co-host is stuck in an ice cube. That's part of the menopause experience. Oops. 7-9 Coast. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Renee.
Okay, Renee, what else would be on the Menopause, the Experience ride?
I've heard that you get surprised because Aunt Flo goes away for several months.
Oh, and then you're like...
feeling really relaxed, and then all of a sudden she jumps at you out of nowhere.
Boo!
Yep.
Right.
She does that a few times. Then she goes forever.
I'm not quite there yet. But,
all right. Yeah. Well, on your way. And then wait till you get a little dry patch going on in certain places.
Oh, I've got the night sweats already.
Oh, you do? That's the worst.
I do not like the night sweat.
Right.
Yeah. Chilling and grilling.
Yeah. You wake up just completely drenched.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so that would be part of it. So, like, before you get to the end, all of a sudden, don't look up, and then a splash of water. Now you're soaked. Oh, that's how Menopause, the Experience, would end, on a log plume where it splashes all up, and then this is what it's like.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, thanks, Renee.
Yeah. And you look like a prune.
Okay, so what on Menopause, the Experience, what else would there be?
Oh, on my menopause ride, you know those velvet ropes that you have to walk through to get onto the ride?
Right.
They would go nowhere. they would just take you round and round.
Oh, right. Because the memory goes.
Yeah.
Oh, my
total
God, right.
Confusion. Yeah, you go through the ropes and wait.
Right.
And you never go anywhere.
Yep.
I don't know where I am. And I can't,
exactly.
and then part of it would be like you can go in the ride, but you have to find your keys.
Oh,
that's why.
Right. So first you can't even get on the menopause, the experience ride until you find your keys.
That's why you got to get the tile.
Right. What's your name?
Joyce.
All right. Yep. Thanks, Joyce. Good luck. All right. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Wayne.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Wayne, you want to weigh in on the menopause experience ride? You sure you want? Do you have body armor on right now?
Well, my wife is going through it right now.
Okay, so you know what it's like. So what would be one of the other features of the ride?
Well, one of the features is I get in trouble for doing nothing.
Mm. Oh,
ask a why.
Oh, yeah.
Mad at me.
Mm-hmm. You know that would be another right before the log flume where you go and get splashed and drenched like the night sweats. There would be an entire rotating carousel called the mood swings.
Yes, and the rage.
Right.
Well, if we go back to the homicide.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I did. And she's mad at me. And I'll say, what did I do? And she goes, I don't know.
Yeah, you probably didn't know exactly where her keys were so she could get on the ride, Wayne.
That's right.
What's wrong with you? Menopause, the experience, coming soon to Universal Studios, Florida. By the way, the ride lasts 7 years. You're on the coast. Good morning.
Blake and Eva in the morning.
I listen every day.